Welcome to the body scan. Please use this recording regularly. By listening to this audio and following the instructions as best you can, you are taking an active and powerful role in your own health and well-being. It is best to do the body scan in a warm, safe, and protected environment when you will not be interrupted. Seeing this time as a chance to be by yourself and fully present with yourself, nourishing your body, heart, and mind with your own kind and compassionate attention. Befriending your body just as it is. We spend much of our lives disconnected from our bodies, living more in our heads and thinking minds, often even thinking about our bodies rather than sensing them. So seeing this as a time to reconnect with the body and the language of the body, sensation. Becoming intimate with bodily sensations and their changing nature. At times you may notice pleasant sensations, and at other times neutral or even unpleasant or painful sensations, and sometimes no sensation at all. Simply staying with whatever is here for you in sensation as best you can, aware of preferences for some sensations or the natural desire to want other sensations to be different. Remember, striving too hard to relax, judging, criticizing, analyzing, or trying to change what is here can actually create more tension. Instead, cultivating a sense of curiosity and meeting yourself with tenderness and acceptance in each moment will achieve the best results. Accepting ourselves just as we are. Body parts added or missing, scars, and parts that are not working so well or the way they used to. Recognizing emotions and thoughts as well as they arise throughout this practice, and simply doing your best to let them come and go. No need to engage with them, believe them, judge them, or try and change them. Simply being. Returning the focus of attention to sensation when you are able. At times, sleepiness may occur, and doing your best to encourage wakefulness, using this time to become more awake to the richness and fullness of being human and the sources of strength and healing that already lie within us. You can do the body scan in any position that is comfortable for you. Some people prefer lying flat on their back, on the floor, a thick carpet or bed. Others prefer bending the knees and placing the feet flat on the floor, or resting the back of the lower legs on the seat of a chair, or sitting upright, or even standing are all possibilities. It is not the position, but rather the quality of the attending that is important. Purposefully choosing to show up for what is happening right now. Connecting a little more to the body, this marvelous sensing instrument that can bring you closer to yourself and the world around you. So taking a moment now to get comfortable, lying on your back with legs outstretched, feet falling away from each other, arms at your sides, palms facing up if this is comfortable for you. Or if you choose bending the knees, placing the feet flat on the floor, or sitting in a relaxed, upright position. Giving yourself permission to care for yourself exactly as you are in this moment. And if you like, gently allowing the eyes to close. And taking a moment to arrive here, acknowledging how you are feeling physically, mentally, and emotionally. And now sensing the entire scope of the body, from the top to the bottom, the back side of the body, the front side, and both the right and left sides of the body. Noticing where it is bearing weight, at the heels, the buttocks, the back, and where it is lighter. And now becoming aware that you're breathing, sensing the breath as you lie here, feeling this aliveness of the breath in the body, this breathing body. No need to manipulate the breath in any way, simply allowing it to flow in and out, following your own natural rhythm. And if you choose to, gently placing one or both hands on your abdomen, noticing the rhythm and gentle rocking movement here as the breath enters the body, expanding the abdomen, and then the slight falling of the belly as the breath flows out. And staying with this rhythm for a few cycles, sensing the movement both from the inside and outside of the body. And as we go through the body scan, if at any time sensations, thoughts, or emotions arise that are too uncomfortable or difficult, knowing it is always possible to rest your awareness with the breath. Staying here as long as you need to in this safe haven and venturing back out into the body scan when you are ready, joining in wherever the recording is in progress. And knowing you are caring for yourself in this way and following your own inner wisdom. So now returning your arms to your sides if you had them on your abdomen. And when you are ready, directing your attention from the breath all the way down the length of the left leg and out to the left foot. And honing in the attention on the spot where the left heel is making contact with the floor or the surface below you. Sensing some pressure here, perhaps. Now expanding to feel the entirety of the sole of the foot, the heel, the arch, the ball of the foot. Noticing what is here for you in sensation. Perhaps tingling, the touch of a sock or the air. A sense of temperature, a warmth or a coolness. Maybe there's some sense of weight or lightness. Maybe there is no sensation at all. And that's okay too. And now moving from the sole of the left foot to the toes of the left foot. The big toe, the little toe, and the toes in between. And what's here? Perhaps some sense of moisture or dryness, tingling. Just noticing, no need to move the toes to create sensations. And now coming to the top of the left foot. On the surface and deep inside, simply noticing this language of sensation in this part of the body. And now expanding awareness to include the entirety of the left foot, the heel, the sole, the toes and the top of the foot. Pausing here for a moment with awareness. And now noticing how the foot is connected to the left ankle. And circling around the left ankle joint, both from the outside, the skin, and also the bones on the inside. And continuing up to the left lower leg, from just above the ankle all the way up to just below the knee, the shin bone in the front, calf muscle in the back, perhaps noticing some points of contact with the floor, and the skin enveloping it all. There's no right or wrong way to feel, simply noticing what you are noticing in this moment. And now traveling up the left leg and pausing at the left knee, aware of the kneecap in front, the soft part of the knee in the back. Do you have some sense of what position your knee is in? Is it fully straight or slightly bent? Continuing up to the left thigh, this very large part of the body, the largest bone in the body here. Do you have some sense of how it connects to your hip socket? Sensing these large muscles, the front of the thigh, the back, the inside where it attaches at the groin, and the outer aspect of the thigh as well. Perhaps noticing the touch of clothing or sensations coming from deeper inside. And now broadening or expanding this field of awareness to include the entirety of the left leg, from the hip and thigh down through the knee, the lower leg, and the left ankle. Aware of how we can adjust this lens of awareness. Being here with this part of the body and this field of sensation, ever changing. And when you're ready, directing the attention from the left leg coming across the pelvis and traveling all the way down the right leg and out to the heel of the right foot. Noticing where it is perhaps in contact with another surface or bearing weight. And then expanding to include the entire right sole of the foot, the arch, the ball. Coming up to where it connects with the toes and sensing the toes of the right foot. Perhaps noticing some tingling. Maybe there's some sense of lightness or the toes touching each other. Maybe there's no sensation at all. Simply noticing and honoring your own experience because it's already here. Now coming around to the top of the right foot, perhaps aware of some pulsation, some pressure, or maybe Maybe you're noticing something entirely different, and that's fine too. And now, including the entire right foot in awareness, the top, the toes, and the sole and heel of the foot. And when you're ready, tuning into the right ankle, sensing this part of the body that connects the foot and the right lower leg. And then focusing in on the right lower leg, from just above the ankle all the way up to just below the knee. The calf muscles in the back, the shin bone. What are you noticing? Continuing on up the right leg and pausing with the right knee. Noticing this hinge joint here. Do you have some sense of what position it's in? Is it fully straight or slightly bent? Do you have some sense of your kneecap? And now becoming aware of the right thigh, traveling up from above the knee, circling it in its entirety, all the way up to the groin and the right hip area, where the thigh bone rests in the hip socket. You have some sense of the weight of the right thigh. Some aliveness here, perhaps. Maybe you're noticing something completely different. And now expanding the field of attention to include the entire right leg, from the hip and thigh, down through the knee, the right lower leg and the right ankle. And being with the right leg in its entirety. Honoring whatever your experience is. And when you're ready, directing the attention to the pelvis. Aware of the buttocks in the back, points of contact with another surface, bearing weight. The tailbone in the middle, the base of the spinal column. The genitals. The bones that make up the pelvic basin and the organs inside. Do you have some sense of the breath? Expanding into the pelvic basin with the in-breath and receding slightly with the out-breath. And now coming to the lower back, this part of the body that sometimes gives people difficulty at different points in their lives. Takes a lot of strength here to hold up the rest of the body. So noticing the bones that make up the lower spine, the muscles here, sensing the entire width of the lower back. And now spreading into the middle back, this area behind the waist. As you continue up the back, arriving at the lower part of the rib cage. Sensing perhaps the breath here. Noticing this slight fluctuation in pressure or weight here as the breath enters and expands the back of the rib cage slightly, and then as it recedes, traveling up to the shoulder blades. Both the right and left sides. Do you have some sense of the contact they are making or what position they're in? Is there some sense of symmetry here or not? Aware of the spinal column in the middle, the vertebrae. All the way up to the base of the neck and the entire width of the back from the right shoulder across to the left, the entire rib cage in the back. And now holding the entire back from the base of the neck and the shoulders. All the way down to the lower back in awareness. If you like breathing here, and when you're ready, bringing the focus of attention around to the front of the body. Pausing at the abdomen, perhaps noticing the breath here as we did in the beginning of the body scan. Maybe aware of the touch of or texture of clothing against the skin, sensations of digestion deeper inside. Or whatever you may be noticing. And now, feeling the connection of the abdomen with the chest in the front of the body. So the rib cage, the chest wall, breasts, and the entire scope of the front of the chest coming up under the armpits, along the sides of the body. Sensing the lungs deep inside the chest. Maybe even having some awareness of your heart beating. Cradled here, safely inside the chest cavity. Now directing the focus of attention to the left shoulder area. Circling around all sides of the shoulder, the front, top, the back, and the outside. Perhaps aware of the shoulder joint. And And then noticing the left upper arm, perhaps resting against the side of the body, the muscles here, the bone. Aware of the left elbow. Maybe noticing the position it is in, bent or straight, somewhere in between. And coming to the left forearm. The back side and also that softer side underneath. Feeling its connection to the wrist joint. And now traveling with the awareness into the left hand. Aware of the palm. Perhaps noticing the play of air against its surface, the back of the hand, any sense of contact here. Aware of the fingers, the thumb, from the knuckles all the way down to the fingertips. Very sensitive part of our bodies. Do you have some sense of sensation here, right now? And now playing with this field of awareness, expanding it to include the entire left arm and hand, from the shoulder, the upper arm, the elbow, the forearm, the wrist, the palm and the fingers, all the way to the fingertips, and holding it all in awareness. What are you noticing? And when you're ready, narrowing the focus of attention once more and directing it across to the right fingertips. Seeing if you can just sense into the tips of each finger and the thumb included here. And then slowly working your way up the length of the fingers and the thumb. Noticing the knuckles, the joints here of the fingers. And becoming aware of the back of the hand. Making contact perhaps with another surface. Do you have any sense of the blood pulsing in your hand? Sense of temperature, maybe a warmth or a coolness, the play of the air as it touches the palm of the hand, and what position it's in. And then noticing the hand's connectedness with the right wrist. Any sense of your pulse here? Or what position the wrist is in? And noticing how it joins into the right forearm. From just above the wrist, all the way up to the elbow joint. The soft underside of the forearm and the backside as well. the bones here, the skin, holding it all. Noticing the right elbow. This joint allows our arm to move and bend and also turn. Any sense of the position the elbow is in? Something else you may be noticing. Becoming aware of the right upper arm on the surface and deep inside. Perhaps noticing intense sensations at times and other times more subtle ones. This ever-changing field of sensation. And noticing how the right upper arm moves into the shoulder, how this connects with the rest of the body in the shoulder joint. Any sense of the position of the shoulder here? Circling around all sides of the shoulder, the top, the back and front, and the inner and outer aspects of it, coming right up under it into the armpit. And then expanding the field of attention to include the entire right arm and hand. So from the right shoulder down the length of the arm out to the tips of the fingers. What are you noticing? Perhaps you'd like to bring in some sense of appreciation for all that this part of the body can do. Or maybe there's some other emotion or thoughts that are present here for you, and just honoring whatever your experience may be. And now directing awareness to both shoulders, noticing their connection with the rest of the body. The shoulders, a place where we often are burdened by stress or tension. And so just observing how they are for you right now. Accepting whatever is here. And the shoulders come together at the neck, noticing the neck and the strong muscles that are part of the neck and support the head much of the day as we're upright. The bones of the spine here and the spinal cord that passes through the neck. Important blood vessels that bring blood to the head and the brain. Also, our ability to swallow, speak, and our breath passes through the neck. Do you have any sense of the breath here? And when it feels right, directing the focus of attention to the lower face, to the jaw, an area that can accumulate tension. Just seeing if there is the possibility of opening to softening here. Not forcing anything. Aware of the chin. Perhaps the touch of the air here. Or sensations deeper inside. And noticing the mouth. And the area around the mouth, the lips, maybe some sense of moisture or dryness here. And moving inside the mouth and noticing the tongue, where is it resting? Inside the mouth, can you feel your teeth? Some sense of dampness here. Any tension at the very base of the tongue, in the back of the throat. Just noticing. And becoming aware of the cheeks, the skin on the surface. The cheekbones underneath, sinuses, and spreading to the sides of the head and noticing the ears, our ability to hear, feeling the outer part of the ears. And also sensing the inner part into the ear canals. And directing attention to the nose in the center of the face. This ability to smell and breath passes through this area as well. So from the outer tip of the nostrils, all the way up the length of the nose to the bridge. Do you feel the breath as it passes through here? Slight coolness with the in-breath. And a slight warmth as the out-breath exits the nose. Becoming aware of the eyes, the ability to see. Can you have some sense of the eyeballs themselves? Resting inside the eye sockets. Are they still or are they moving? And how about the weight of the eyelids? And noticing how much effort you may be exerting to keep the eyes closed. Noticing the muscle and area around the eyes. Becoming aware of the temples. And now the forehead. Any residual facial expression here? Any furrowing of the brow, or is it relaxed? And now holding the entire face in awareness. Sensing the face, your face. And when you're ready, becoming aware of the top of the head, the scalp, any hair that might be here, skull underneath, and the brain and other structures like blood vessels inside. Noticing the back of the head, points of contact with the floor. And now the entire head and face, from the back and the sides, the top, and the face in the front. Holding it all in awareness, right now. And sensing the entire body, feeling the connectedness of the head and face with the neck and shoulders, the arms, the chest and back, abdomen, pelvis, the legs and the feet. Being here with the entire body held in this embrace of kind awareness from the top of the head to the soles of the feet. Breathing with it. Sensing. Lying here supported by the earth. Whole, just as it is, just as you are. And if it feels right, offering yourself some kind words, perhaps of congratulations for taking this time to be with yourself, nourishing your body, heart, and mind in this way. Or bringing in a sense of kindness and compassion for your body and gratitude for all that it can do. And staying with this until the bells ring. This living, breathing body.